Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you this morning that you are God, you are King, you are Lord. In the holy, mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you for your angels. Let your angels ascend upon our lives. Give your angels charge over us to deliver us, O God.
Yes,
let the angel of the Lord chase our enemies, O God. Let the angel of the Lord persecute our enemies. In the name of Jesus,
Lord.
Father God, let your angels fight for us in the heavens against principalities. Let the angel of your presence save us, O God. Let your angels go before us and make the crooked places straight. In the mighty name of Jesus, send your angels before us to prosper our way in Jesus' name. Lord, hear our voice and send your angels to deliver us. Send your angels to minister unto us. We have come to Zion and to an innumerable company of angels. Oh, Father God, I thank you that we are an heir of salvation. Send your angels to minister to us. Send your angels to deliver us from the hand of the enemy. Lord, confess me before your holy angels. Send your angels in the night to minister to us, O God. Let your angels meet our needs and walk as we walk in our destiny. Send your angels to be involved in reaching the lost, O God. Release your angelic army to fight for and defend your church. In the name of Jesus, send your angels to smite the demons that come to destroy us. In the mighty holy name of Jesus. Father, we thank you that your word is powerful. Your word is awesome. Your word is mighty. You honor your word above your name. And Father, I thank you for your word in Psalms 48 that says, great is the Lord and greatly to be praised in the city of our God, in the mountain of his holiness. Beautiful for situation is the joy of the whole earth. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great king. God is known in her palaces for a refuge. Below the kings were assembled. They passed by together. They saw it, so they marveled. They were troubled and hasted away. Fear took hold upon them there, and pain as a woman in travail. Thou breakest the ships of Tarshish with an east wind. As we have heard, so we have seen in the city of the Lord of hosts, in the city of our God. God will establish it forever. Selah. We have thought of thy loving kindnesses, O God, in the midst of the temple. According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness. Let Mount Zion rejoice. Let the daughters of Judah be glad because of thy judgment. Walk about Zion. Go around about her. Tell the towers thereof. Mark ye well her bullocks. Consider her palaces, that ye may tell it to the congregation, to the generation following. For this God is our God forever and ever. He will be our God even unto death. Lord, we just thank you for your word this morning.
Yes.
For your holy presence. We thank you for being with us on Bible Storyland this morning. We thank you that you are faithful to us, O God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that you are a loyal, faithful friend, and there's no God greater than you, Father. We bless you today. We honor you, O God. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to move by your Spirit, O God, on Bible Storyland this morning. Move by your Spirit, Father God. We can't move without you. We can't even think or breathe without you. So we are counting on you. We are trusting in you like never before. And we know, Father God, that you are an honorable king, that you are faithful in all your ways. So, Father, bless each and every person on Bible Storyland this morning and have your way in us, especially the seniors, O God. O Father God, favor us as seniors, O God. In the name of Jesus, have your way in us like never before. Remove every spot from our garment, O God. And we bless you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Well, good morning. Our God is awesome, powerful, holy, our Redeemer, mighty to mighty to our God. He's to be reverenced. He's a wonderful counselor. He's the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Jesus, our High Priest, King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. His name is above every name. He is the author and finisher of our faith, our Creator, who will return, excuse me, he will return to the earth. He's our soon coming King. Well, today is Senior Citizens Day. As seniors, we realize this world is not our home. We are preparing ourselves for a better world, a world without end, to live with our Creator God and to worship Him as the angels do all day and all night. Oh, we call Him holy, and we bow before Him. Heaven is our home. As the song says, we're just passing through this world, and we're on our way to a better world. A world without sorrow, full of joy. A world without sickness, where we healed. A world with excellent health, no more trouble. A world that is worry-free, no need of anything. We'll be praising our God 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We thank God for the senior citizens, that He has granted us life and abundant life. And we thank God that He is great and greatly to be praised. You know, He's given us the gift of life, and we are grateful to God for His mercy that He freely gives us on a daily basis. His mercy, His mercy. He gives us brand new mercy every day. He gives us divine favor, compassion, and eternal love. As seniors in America, we could have been born in another nation, but we've been born in America. And we are continually being blessed with abundance. Even when we don't have some things that we feel we need, we have much, 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 much more than the elderly in some other countries. God has smiled on America, and we are blessed to be in this country. Well, welcome to Bible Storyland again. We are glad you joined us. We love you. We are grateful to God, our King, and He loves you. He loves you. He loves you, especially the gray-headed people, those who God has blessed to be in the land of the living a long time. Life is a precious gift from God. You know, I was at the YMCA this past week, just a quick testimony, and as I was leaving, I met a young woman, and she was getting out of her car to pick up something, and I noticed the expression on her face, and I said, "Are you okay?" And she said, "No." I said, "Well, what's the matter?" And she said, "I just lost my mom a few weeks ago," and she said, "I haven't gotten over it." And she was just expressing, you know, her sorrow. And so she showed me a picture of her mom and the, you know, the eulogy and everything. Her mom was just 65 years young. And she said, "We tried everything." She'd had cancer before as a young woman, and God restored her health, but she got it again, and this time it just spread so far that nothing seemingly could be done. But you know what? The Lord led me to pray for her and to bless her and to, you know, just to, and she got out the car and hugged me after I prayed for her. So, you know, plenty of people are leaving here early. But I thank God that He's given us abundant life. We don't know where death is. We don't know if we're going to leave in the next second, the next day, the next hour. So we got to continually stay close to God. You know, we can't go off on another path. We got to stay close to our God. So this morning, you know, we are just blessed, and we're thanking Father for life. Before our speaker present the word this morning that God has given her, we have one of our dear sisters on with us, Gloria Dean Charlot from New Orleans, Louisiana. She's going to play a song of praise to our soon-coming King, and then I'm going to introduce our speaker. Good morning, Gloria Dean.
Good morning.
We're glad you're on. What you going to play this morning?
Can you hear me good?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to start out with He's Sweet I Know.
Amen.
Sweet I Know.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. Well, our speaker today is coming on just a little early, so I ask you to be a little patient with us today. She has an appointment and engagement. We're just grateful that she could come on with us. She's the Honorable Cynthia Willard Lewis from New Orleans. She's the daughter of the late Dr. Elliot Willard and Mary Jane Willard. Cynthia Willard Lewis represented the District 100 in the Louisiana House of Representatives from 1993 to 2000 when she was elected to the City Council. She's a graduate of Xavier University. I first met Sister Cynthia Willard Lewis at a church in New Orleans. She was very friendly and kind, true woman of God, and she's an awesome intercessor, powerful prayer warrior. And she's my sister in the Lord and my friend, so I thank God for her. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Sister Caritha. Thank you so much for the lovely invitation to join with you and the family of Bible Storyland. And I'm particularly delighted to be on this morning with my wonderful friend, Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte. Such a blessing to be here this morning.
Amen. Amen.
We have some more friends on. We got Sister Brenda Lombard.
What a thrill.
Yeah, we got, I don't know if anyone else is on from New Orleans, but I know Brenda's on here and Gloria Dean.
Yes.
And many
God bless you, Sister.
Huh?
Yes, God bless you, Sister Gloria Dean and Sister Brenda. Brenda's one of my beloved daughters. She's still a New Orleanian, although we temporarily have her in Texas. We're going to bring her back home real soon.
Amen. Glory.
We're ready for the word whenever you get ready.
Yes. Well, sisters, I'm so honored again to be with you all this morning to share a little bit about what the Lord has given to me concerning our seniors, our wonderful silver-haired seniors who walk among us with poise and grace and a devoted prayer life, understanding truly how everything comes from God, and at the end of our days, everything that is of value goes back to God. So I'm just so grateful this morning. I'm grateful for every senior that has poured into me his or her wisdom, understanding, and knowledge, his or her prayer time, his or her kindness, all of the little things that help us along the way, things that we take note of, things that we do not even know that others are doing on our behalf, having extended mercy and grace to us from sometimes out of their own lack. That is what a senior will do. Ask any grandmother what he or she has done for their beloved grandbaby and even for a mother for her child, always giving, always pouring, never asking, never receiving. And so I came this morning at your beautiful invitation, first of all, to thank the seniors in my life and to thank the Lord for all of his seniors because they are truly grace among us. They have walked the way and they are showing us the path to righteousness. And you know, I recall, Sister Caritha, that just as we in the natural yesterday celebrated, or rather commemorated, the 46th anniversary of the passing of the Honorable Dr. Martin Luther King. That was a generation of great soldiers who took upon the American government to stretch her to become more Christ-like with a message of nonviolence to bring all men and women to the reality that all are created equal in the sight of God. and all are deserving of the rights and benefits of this great American country. Well, many people laid down their lives. Many people sacrificed. Many people poured blood. Many people gave their last penny to enable Dr. King and his heroes and sheroes to move forward and shake up this American land. Well, sometimes I think very sadly, this next generation is not as sensitive to the sufferings of those who have gone before us. And so I wanted to, as we reflect on all that Dr. King and the great men of the past, many of whom are not with us, all that they did, I think it's so appropriate that we honor the legacy of our elders. And so again, today I came with the word of honor to our seniors out there, whether it was the cake that you baked or whether it was the dress that you sewed or whether it was the few dollars that you gave for the scholarship program, whether it was the child that you sat with or the other child that you made do their homework correctly, all of the things that you have done and been to help hurting families, broken families, wounded families, where you have been the presence of Christ in making a difference for another. I wanted to thank you. I wanted to thank you and say that, you know, the fact of honor given to our elders is one of the first admonitions in scriptures where we are given a promise. If we look back at Exodus 20 and 12, the word says, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God is giving you. So we see here in Exodus that we're told that if we honor our parents, our grandparents, our elders, our days may be long in the land that God is giving us. And so this is a scriptural admonition with a promise. And we not only hear it in the Old Testament, but we hear it in the New Testament as well. In Matthew 15 and 4, for God commanded, honor your father and your mother. And then again in Ephesians 6, 22, honor your father and your mother. And we honor our parents and our grandparents and our elders. We honor them because we are directed to honor them, but also because they are a reflection in our midst of the presence of our God. They are indeed those who have helped shape and form our lives. And we see in Leviticus 19 and 32, we are told, you shall stand before the gray head and honor the face of an old man, and you shall fear your God. Well, we know fear is reverence. So when we reverence our God, we're compelled to honor the aged among us. And I know in this day, this contemporary time, so many of our elders are vital with energy and robust, and we're so grateful for that, for good health, and we're so grateful for youthful looks, for those who have taken care of themselves and who've been surrounded by the angels to know which way to go for appropriate healing and good nutrition and vitality. We're grateful for that. But we do also have many other seniors who are dealing with physical frailties and ailments, but they are all deserving of our honor. So we came this morning to honor our seniors.
Yes.
So whether or not anyone has told you today or even this week, thank you. We're telling you thank you. Receive us as a voice from the Lord God, that he is pleased with your sacrifice and with your service, and that we have come on behalf of the generation right now to say we need you, we love you, and we want you to understand your great value in our midst, and that while man might be pouring out, you might be pouring out You might be pouring out your strength. You might be pouring out your energy. You might be pouring out your resources. That is the aging process. It might not all be there that was there 20 years ago because you're pouring it out. I remember my grandmother would often say, "Oh, my God, I'm so tired. I don't know what's going on. I used to be able to keep on going, but I'm just tired. Let me just sit down for a few minutes." And we would say, "Sure, Mama, sit down." Because, of course, as children, we thought when you're older, you're supposed to sit down. But it was just her body tiring and slowing up. And that's okay, because she had to slow up so that we could get in the lane and run the race, continue to carry the baton. That's what happens in a relay race. The first man runs as fast and as hard as he can, and then he passes it on, tosses off the baton to the next man in the race. Well, we're the next generation, and we thank you for running the race of our families, running the race of our lineage, running the race of our Christian experience thus far. And it's our time to take the baton and move on. But we need you there with us, encouraging us, pushing us, inspiring us, praying for us. Your work is not done. The race is not won. We're still running the race. And so we say that while you've been pouring out, we want you to know we've noticed. We've noticed in amazing ways how God has been pouring in. God has been pouring in his Holy Spirit. God has been pouring in his mercy and grace. God has been pouring in healing and deliverance. God has been pouring in intercessory prayer power. We've noticed that, whether you've realized it or not. As your body has gotten frail, your spirit has gotten stronger. As your body has gotten frail, your power to move with the speed of the angels has gotten stronger. And so we're going to go back to the book of Joel in chapter 2 and 28. "And it shall come to pass afterwards that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions." Well, the Lord God is speaking about character, but he's speaking about strategy as well. Jesus is talking about wisdom, and Jesus is talking about innocence when he speaks in Matthew 10 and 16, "Behold, I send you out as sheep in the midst of wolves. Therefore, be wise as a serpent and gentle as a dove." So as one generation moves and another one follows, we know that God is pouring out his spirit on all flesh. And he's telling us that our children are going to prophesy, but our older men are going to have dreams. And even as they're prophesying and our older people are having dreams, it's all about running the race. Running the race with wisdom and running the race with successful strategies so that we can achieve the expected end for our lineage and for the role that God has for us in his purpose and his plan. But in order to accomplish that, we need wisdom. We need to understand, because the world is filled with wolves, and we don't want our children snatched to the right and to the left and going to the graveyard as they are in many situations. We don't want them growing to the jail yard. We want them being useful of agents of God and able to make a difference for the glory of God in this land of the living. And this can happen. This indeed can happen, because it is God's will for us to have the abundant life. And so we call on the seniors with their wisdom to share, because we know our children are going out as sheep in the midst of wolves. And so they do need to learn to be wise as serpents, but gentle as doves. And who has more wisdom than the seniors? Job 12 and 12 said, "Wisdom is with aged men, and with long life is understanding." That is why many of you are still around today. because you've had wisdom to know what path to walk, to know what path to avoid. And you've had wisdom, and with that you've had understanding. As a matter of fact, I'm amazed at many of the things my grandmother was able to do with all her just few pittances, her little money. She was able to multiply it and make it stretch. Like the prayer with the multiplication of the loaves and fish, I know she prayed over her money every week so that she was able to accomplish and meet her family's needs. And my mother, raising 12 children with my father as a school teacher and a principal, they were able to make that money stretch and make that money meet. Well, now this next generation, some of them even making six digits, seems to only be in more and more debt. We need to be a debt-free society. We don't need to be burdened and bound by debt. We need to walk in freedom and liberty, even in the financial realm. Well, the wisdom of our seniors would give us long life and would give us understanding, because what is it to have long life but to be bound in debt or to be burdened with responsibilities of bills, owing so much to others for things that you don't even have anymore? Wisdom, wisdom, learning how to stretch that money, learning how to pray and multiply that money through God's miraculous ways. And with that, we're compelling. The Lord is compelling our seniors to reach out and to teach. Psalm 71 and 18, teach this next generation. The scriptures say, and even when I am old and gray, O God, do not forsake me until I declare thy strength to this generation and thy power to all who are to come. Oh, the stories of the seniors, the different experiences of the seniors are true treasures, true golden nuggets of understanding and of possibilities for us in this generation. And we ask them to share that, because God says that he will not forsake our elders, not until they have declared the Lord's strength, all that God delivered them from in days of even greater darkness than today, and to show the power of the Lord to rescue and to save. God is inner strength, and wisdom gives us inner strength. In 2 Corinthians 4 and 16, we hear the great evangelist saying, therefore we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. My God, the things many of our seniors have gone through, the stories that they could have told, filled with sorrow, filled with pain, the disrespect from days of discrimination and days of racism, the pain from the inability to get jobs that they were more than qualified for because of race or religion or other bigotry they were not able to receive, the sacrifices that they had to make even though they were qualified to take a job and receive pennies when they should have been getting dollars, the differences and distinctions from all of the public discrimination and humiliation, not just the back of the bus or you can't eat at this counter or all of those things that we've known about, but second-class treatment every step of the way, even though you were just as entitled to the benefits and privileges of this great American country. But because of an external situation, you were treated differently, but God didn't treat you differently. And so internal strength came out of those humiliating circumstances, that deprivation, that shameful situation. Great inner strength for patience, inner strength for perseverance and fortitude, inner strength for courage, inner strength for an ability to hold your tongue when it could have led to a beating if you would have opened your mouth. inner strength to show and walk with dignity despite humiliation and shame. That's what we're honoring this morning, because we know the elders in our midst have really walked the difficult way. But they have taught us by everything that they have gone through, and we want them to know this morning that God took note of it all, and we take note of it today as well. And God has blessed you, and God has honored you, and in a very public way, this day and this month, we honor you as well. This month where we celebrate so much of the pain from the civil rights movement, with even the slaying of our great leader, we know that there has been pain in your lives as well. Maybe not the death of someone in your circle of love as dramatic as what the King family experienced, but there's been death. There's been the death of a dream that you had to be or to do something. There's been the death of a hope that you had for your child to go on a little bit further, or for you to provide some experience for your family, be it a new home, be it a new vehicle, be it even a new family vacation or experience, but the resources weren't there because you weren't able to do and be all that you knew God had put in you to be. But as we say, the external was wearing away, but the internal is getting stronger. So do not feel that you are not all that God has called you to be. You are, but in a different way, because God has called you to be more patient, to be more giving, to be more humble, to be more kinder, to be more understanding, and yes, to be more wiser, and to share that wisdom with the next generation so that they're not making the mistakes of the old. And that is what wisdom is. Wisdom enables the next generation not to repeat the same mistakes. Our children don't need to repeat the pattern. Break the mold in the name of Jesus and free the next generation from whatever those problems and patterns are. God is trying to set the next generation free from intergenerational problems, entanglements, bondage, all of those things that have come through the bloodline. God is trying to set us free with the gift of wisdom. And as we grow in wisdom, we grow in righteousness. And Proverbs 16:31 says, a gray head is a crown of glory. It is found in the way of righteousness. So yes, I know some of my beautiful little ladies, you're at the beauty parlor every month, and we don't know that your hair is gray, because we still see it beautiful brown, a beautiful black, and we appreciate that about you. But it's beautiful to the Lord, no matter what color it is. And in that way of aging, of natural process of God giving you extended days and extra life, there's righteousness because of the experiences that you're going through. And scriptures in Psalm 92 says, they will still yield fruit in old age. They shall be full of sap and very green. And so we marvel that many of you are honored, revered, dear, beloved elders, are yielding fruit continuously and full of sap and very, very green. I recall my father, shortly before he became very ill, was contributing great wisdom in many boardrooms, on sitting on many board of directors, giving out of his experiences and his knowledge great strategies to bring about more productivity, particularly in solving the problems impacting young African-American males in New Orleans. That was his gift, and he was continuing to give it. Even at 81, He was making a difference for the next generation, driving to board meetings on north and south and east and west parts of the city, giving up his time and giving up his labor. Even though he was retired and could have been sitting in the backyard sipping iced tea, he was compelled to go forward and give his wisdom so that productive strategies, godly strategies, could be created to save the lost. That's what many of you are doing today. This is Saturday, but you've got a full agenda. You're going to go over to the church. Are you going to go over to feed one of your needy friends, sick friends who can't get in that kitchen and make sure he or she is eating healthy and nutritious? Or you've got an errand to run because you're the one in the circle that's still driving the car. You're going to pick up two of your other friends and you're going to take them to the grocery or to the doctor or to visit another loved one. Some of you are going to a nursing home. Some of you are going to a hospital. You're going to make a sick call. You're going to lift up another of your friend's wounded spirits, and you're going to let them know they are not alone. I came to let you all know this morning here at Bible Storyland that God has taken note of all of that. Your extensive years of service and sacrifice in honor of God and in glory to God. He is aware of all, the big and the small, the known and the unknown. He is aware of it all, and he is well pleased. And because of that, Isaiah 46:4 reminds and tells us we will have God's strength and God's even to your old age. I shall be the same. And even to your graying years, I shall bear you. I have done it. I shall carry you. And I shall bear you, and I shall deliver you. God is going to deliver. God is going to deliver. Whatever the situation is, know God is going to deliver. It is decreed and declared this morning. In the hearing of the saints, God is going to deliver because of your sacrifice, because of your prayers, because of your good works. But it's not by works. It is because God loves you. It is because God loves you. If nobody ever told you today, beloved, God loves you. He does what he does, not because of us, but because of who he is. He is our God, and he loves us so. Psalm 91:16 says, with long life I will satisfy him and let him behold my salvation. I'm so thankful, Sister Caritha, for this opportunity to have just shared a word or two about what is in my heart in terms of the true respect and honor and love that is owed to our elders in our midst because of what they have done and who they are. But again, I say, none of that matters to God. None of that matters to God. Only that he loves us. And so because he loves us, we are compelled to share that love with one another. And that is what I really wanted to say, if it had not been for the elders in my life, I would not know this lesson so deeply. But I do know it. I know it on many levels because of the scriptures, but I know it even deeper because of the life experience and examples of many around me, including Sister Gloria Charlo, Minister Gloria Dean Charlo, and Minister Brenda Lombard, both of whom have prayed for me in my hour of need, both of whom remember the Lord, remember me to the Lord God. And that, to me, is a great, great example of the love of our elders for one another as they have shown it to me. And so this morning, I share it with them and with all of the other elders and other Story Bibleland Bible Storyland family members, of how much God loves us and how much we love one another. It's been my honor to be with you this morning, Sister Caritha, and I thank you all, and I ask you to just remember me back here in the city of New Orleans. We're getting ready to go on stage with the Anthony Bean Community Theater production of Reflections 2, starring Oliver Thomas, and it's my inaugural stage debut, but I'm praying that God's got my back.
Amen, amen. Woo, that was an awesome, powerful message. I thank the Father for you. You know, I just thank God that, you know, you took the time out to come to speak to us this morning. That was such a powerful message. Oh, my God. The scriptures, the words of encouragement. Oh, my God, that will be sticking with me forever. So we're all grateful to you for that message, the word of the Lord of encouragement and just a message of hope to all of us. No matter what age we are, it was a message of hope. And you had messages for every age group on there. So I just thank the Lord for you. So be blessed. I haven't seen Anthony Bean and, oh, my God, I know about 30 years. So.
Yes, he looks the same.
Yeah.
And the productions are getting better and better.
Amen, amen. Yeah, he used to come to my class when I taught school, and he would put me out the class to be with the kids. Hey, when I tell them he was coming, they go like, yeah.
Wow. Well, I'm going to tell him today that I was on the line with you this morning, and I know maybe he'll give me a pass for not knowing all my lines. Pray for this
memory.
Oh, wow.
You're going to know every one of God. I'll just give them to you.
Thank you.
But thank you so much again for taking the time out. I know you're a busy woman of God, and God has much for you to do. So I thank you for the stretching. You know, he's enlarging your territory, and you're like, oh, my God, can it be enlarged anymore? He's still enlarging it. So I thank the Father for you.
Well, we received that, and everyone have a great morning, and again, be blessed in the name of the Lord.
Amen, amen. Well, we got some singers on. We thank you so much. Hang up whenever you need to, my sister.
Thank you.
I know you got a lot on your plate today, but I thank God for you.
Thank you, and have a great day.
You too. You're welcome on anytime. Well, we're still praising the Lord. Right on. You know the Lord loves you so much. He loves all of us, and he wants us to continually be obedient. We have several people been waiting patiently, you know, to sing with us this morning. We have Mighty Sister Rome with us, Minister Donna Hawkins. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I'm doing great and blessed. I tell you what, that message blessed me this morning.
Oh, bless me, too.
Today is my mom's 88th birthday, so we're going to celebrate in her house at 12 o'clock noon.
Oh, wow, I wish I could be there. Oh, my God, tell her happy birthday.
I will do that. I sure will. Okay, I'm going to sing
today.
If I can help somebody.
All right, all right.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. Because so many people have helped me along the way, too, and I just want to be a blessing to someone else. You know, this was one of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s favorite songs, so that's what I'm planning to do this morning with the Lord's help.
Amen. Go right ahead.
If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or a song, if I can show somebody that he's traveling wrong, in my life. vain. If I can do my duty as a Christian ought, if I can bring back beauty to a world abroad, if I can spread love message that the Master taught, then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. Then my living shall not be in vain. If I can help somebody as I pass along, then my living shall not be in vain. Then
like we love ourselves. So we're in the business of helping one another. Amen. Thank you, Minister Donna Hawkins. Beautiful song. Tell your mom again, happy birthday.
Yes, ma'am, I will.
All right, we got your cousin Jackie on. Hey, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm in Orlando, Florida, with my friend Carla from Atlanta, and she's going to help me sing today.
Amen.
But
amen.
I want to wish my auntie, Aunt Valerie, a happy, happy birthday for her 88th birthday. I love her so, and I'm just glad that the Lord let her see another birthday. It's great. I just hope that I can be like her and live a long, long time. So I can tell the story. We've been rehearsing a lot of songs here this morning, me, her, and her children. So hopefully,
okay.
Remember they sung with me a long time ago when I was up there, the little kids?
Last year.
A while back, they sung. Last year. They sung with me. So this morning, we are going to sing, take it back on the blood. It's for the senior citizens, the blood.
All right.
The blood that Jesus shed for me, way back on Calvary, oh, the blood that gives me strength from death.
Amazing Grace has always been my song of praise. Just a
Amen.
Little bit of it. I remember it way back. And I'm going to try to do it for you. I'll do as much as I can.
Okay? All right.
Amazing Grace shall always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I do not know just how he came to love me so. He looked beyond my thoughts and saw my need, and I shall forever lift my eyes to Calvary to view the cross where Jesus died for me. How marvelous the grace that caught my falling soul. He looked beyond my fault and saw my need. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Jackie and Sister Carla. God bless you all.
All right. Thank you. I'm so glad we can be a part of it.
Me too. Have a great time in Orlando.
Okay, we will. You take care. God bless y'all, and we love y'all.
Love y'all too. Y'all at the Holy Land?
No, we haven't been there yet. We still at the resort. But I'm going to get there.
All right. Have fun.
Okay, then.
Love you.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Boy, thank God for them. Hallelujah. You know, we're blessed today, you know, to have such wonderful talent on. We had Honorable Cynthia Willard Lewis and Minister Donna Hawkins and Sister Jackie Travis and our friend Carla. And now we're going to have Sister Karen Eitel from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a song for us. Good morning again, Karen. How are you?
I'm doing good. How about we do a song called The Old Rugged Cross?
All right. All right.
Thank you.
lost. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, you all are playing my favorites today. Well, we have Minister Stacy Holman on and Miss Ludell on. Minister Stacy, what you going to sing this morning? Thank you so much, Karen. It was a blessing. Woo! You there, Minister Stacy? Let me see if I put you on yet. Hold on. I'm sorry. I forgot to click you on. Hold on. All right. Good morning, Minister Stacy. How are you?
Good. I'm good, bless the Lord.
Amen. What you going to sing today?
Lord, you awesome.
Yes, indeed. He is at that. Go ahead.
Lord, you awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you awesome. Yes. Lord, you awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, you awesome. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. Lord, Lord, you are so. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you are so. Yeah, Lord, you are so. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you are so. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. Lord, Lord, you are awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, you are awesome. Yes. Lord, you are so. Say it again, Lord. Lord, you are so. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. If it wasn't for your love, if it wasn't for your grace, I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know where I'd be without you. I don't know, Lord. I don't know where I'd be without you. Hallelujah. You're awesome.
Amen. He is awesome. He is powerful. And he is mighty. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. I just love the songs that you all are singing today, praises unto our King. We are blessed, blessed, blessed with much talent. Oh, God is an awesome God. He gave us so much talent on Bible Storyland. Well, Miss Ludell is on with us. Let me see. She was on here. Let me put her on live. Let me find her again. Oh, there she is right there. Hold on. Good morning, Miss Ludell.
Good morning. How's everybody doing?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing, thank God.
Amen.
We are climbing Jacob's ladder.
All right. Go right ahead.
All right. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. Climbing Jacob's ladder, really. We are climbing Jacob's ladder. I'm a soldier, oh yes, all they call every round go higher and higher, oh yeah. go higher and higher. Will every round go higher and higher? I'm a soldier, oh yeah, all they crawl. If you love him, why don't you serve him? Oh yes, if you love him, why don't you serve him? Well, if you love him, why don't you serve him? I'm a soldier, oh yes, all they crawl. Rise, shine, and give God the glory. Oh yes, rise, shine, and give God the glory. Will it rise, shine, and give God the glory? I'm a soldier, oh yes, of Israel. Amen.
Amen, amen. Woo, yes we are. We're rising, shining, and we're giving God the glory on Friday. Is there anyone else who want to sing this morning? Press 1. Anybody else want to sing? Press 1. All right. Everybody press 1.
Teresa, have a happy birthday tune.
Oh, she hung up. I think Minister Donna Hawkins, she hung up this morning. It's for her mother. Thank you, Karen. Yeah, she had to go and prepare for her mother's birthday this morning. So I thank God for her and all those that are on this morning. You know, we serve such an awesome God. He is a great God. You know, he's given us abundant life. I mean, he has given us abundant life today like never before. So I just thank the Lord we can continually call his name. Yeah, we can call him Lord. And we call him our King. He's coming soon. Yes, he is. Well, you know what? We all need salvation. Salvation is the key to life. We were born in sin from our mother's womb. And when we reach the age of accountability, we got to repent, give God our lives. Romans 10, 9 and 10 says, when we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, he will save us. And if we believe that he raised him from the dead on the third day, God will save us. And you know what? After we've given our lives to God, excuse me, I'm sorry, we must continue to move forward, not looking back, not even going back to our old lives. We have to go follow the Lord, seek after him, run after him with our whole heart. All right, testimony time. You got a testimony. Press 1 this morning. Press 1. We've been blessed on Bible Storyland every Saturday. Every Saturday. So I thank God for the blessing that he gave us this morning. Testimony time. Press 1, or if you have one, you can state your testimony. All right. Nobody got a testimony right now. Well, I thank the Father for everything that he's doing through us. You know, I was working with some children recently, and it was in the public schools, and they were just telling me, they said, Sister G, they were in pre-K, and they were just telling, they said, Miss G, they were just telling me something so intently, and I said, Hallelujah, and they say, Hallelujah, 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 Hallelujah. That just touched my heart. They're only 4 and 5, some of them 3 and 4 years old. But they were saying, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I thank God, you know, no matter what age we are, we can praise the Lord. Well, it's spread time on Bible Storyland. Press 1 if you have a prayer request. Press 1. All right, Jackie, press
Wait.
1. Hold on 1 second. Hold on. All right, Jackie.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, I'd just like to have prayer for my auntie, which is her birthday today, that she lives to see many more birthdays, and for Carla and her family, for me and my family, for my sisters and my nieces, Evelyn and Sylvia, for all of my patients and all of the homeless people that I see daily in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And that traveling grace here, and that they have traveling grace back to Atlanta and back to Memphis. We're going to all different spots and
all
everything.
Right.
We have had time. But anyway, just pray for my whole family and all of my friends.
What's your aunt's
Thank
name
you.
With her birthday?
Aunt Valerie.
Yeah,
Valerie Newsom.
Aunt Valerie.
Valerie.
Valerie Newsom, right?
Yes.
And now I remember. Okay, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any more prayer requests? Press 1. If you're already on, you can state it.
My prayer request is I get rid of this cold.
Yeah, I hear you. I've been hanging on to one myself, but I realize it's not a cold. It must be an allergy or something. All right. Okay.
Good morning. Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello.
I'm here, Mr.
Yes. Okay. I would just like to request a prayer for the family, dear friend of mine who was penalized Thursday, and the family, and also for my son, who's supposed to be going back to the doctor Monday with that bad toe, and for me and families all over this world, you know, for each and every one, you know, whoever you may be or wherever you may be or what your condition, I just like to request prayer for everybody.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. Anyone else? Somebody else was speaking a little few minutes ago also. Okay, hold on. Hold on, Brenda, hold on.
I wish you would
hear me. Good morning. This is my good friend Brenda Lombard from Houston, who's from New Orleans. Good morning.
Just Sandra.
Oh, Sandra. Hey, Brenda's sister.
Hey, how you doing? Yes, you had got me on this morning. Yeah, I just want to tell you all I enjoyed that. The whole show was beautiful. It really was. I enjoyed the whole thing, and God bless you. And I just felt impressional for the claim, you know, that your broadcast go worldwide.
Amen.
And praise God. That's my prayer request.
Okay. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen. Anybody else? A prayer request.
Prayer for my son. Hello?
Okay. Glory Dean. Hold on.
Yeah. Prayer for my son in Georgia. He fell and he cracked it. Some way he cracked his hip, and he's still walking with the crutches. The doctor told me he had to stay with those crutches in order to be healed.
Okay. All right. Minister Stacy, were you saying something? Thank you, Sister Gloria.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I just want to pray for my son for direction. He just turned 18. Pray for my husband. My husband's job is just pray for us recently got in school, so still need some stuff to do what I need to do, but just pray for us. It's like we're in the trying times, but anyways.
Yeah, okay.
Just pray for my family. That was sick. My cousin, my sister. Just pray for my family.
Okay, baby. Anything else, Minister Stacy?
Financial breakthrough.
Huh?
Amen. Just pray for our finances.
Okay.
And then God get everything we need. You know, we need a lot of things, place to stay. Just pray for us.
All right, thank you. Anyone else? Press 1 for a request. All right, Karen, before I pray, would you play a song for us? A song of praise for us?
I will do that. I'm headed that way now.
Thank you.
Much.
I appreciate it. Well, Father, we just acknowledge you as Lord and Savior of our lives. Truly, you are the King of Kings. Truly, you are Lord. Truly, you are God. Truly, you are Jehovah, and you are our Shepherd. I thank you, Lord, that we shall not want in the name of Jesus. Father, you are holy God, a righteous King, nobody great as you. In the mighty holy name of Jesus, we just bless you this morning, oh God. We come to lift up the name of Jesus. We come to honor you as the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We come to say you are great and you are greatly to be praised. We come to call upon the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that your word says before we called, you already answered. What a mighty God you are. You know even the thoughts and intents of our hearts. Create in us a clean heart, O God. Renew a right spirit. Remove everything from us that's not according to your will, your plan. Forgive us from presumptuous sins, O God. In the name of Jesus, we just bless you this morning. Oh, we honor you that you are the one true and living God. We honor you as the great, mighty King,
Jehovah, our creator. And Lord, I thank you for creating us in your mighty holy image today, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, I thank you that you heard every request. You even know our heart's desires. In the name of Jesus, you even give us favor. What a mighty God you are. And Lord, I thank you for giving Sister Valerie Newsome favor. You have given her longevity, abundant life. And we thank you for more life, more abundance, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we are grateful that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are grateful that it's nobody greater, none like you, none that can compare to how awesome you are, how powerful you are, how great you are. And Lord, we lift up Carla and her family and Jackie and her family. And we thank you, oh God, for all that you're doing on their behalf, even those things that are unknown to them, how you're keeping them by your high right hand, how you're keeping them by your powerful, mighty arm. And Lord, I thank you for healing Sister Carla's body, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for removing anything in her that's not like you, keeping her healthy, keeping her well, keeping her strong. And I thank you that she won't focus on she won't focus on her health, oh God, but she will focus on you, her health, knowing that her help and her strength come from you, oh God. And Father, I thank you for increasing the monetary supply in the name of Jesus for all of us, oh God. Father, you're an awesome God. You're a mighty God. And Lord, as they travel the highways on the way back home in different directions, I thank you that you are everywhere. There's no place that you are not. You're in the east, you're in the north, you're in the south, and you're in the west, and you are going ahead of them, oh God. You're going way ahead of them. You're making the path straight. And Father, we bind up accidents, incidents, any problems on the highway. We bind up flat tires and all kinds of unknown things that could be on the highways. And we thank you for safety. We release safety in the name of Jesus, protection, oh God. And I thank you for keeping them awake and alert, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Not only them, but everybody on the highways. And Lord, we lift up people that are flying here and flying there and people in ships that are going all over and on train tracks, oh God. We just thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus for safety, oh God, and guidance, oh God, and direction. Father, in the name of Jesus, what an awesome God you are. You are mighty in the heavens. You are mighty on the earth. And I thank you, Lord God, as spring approaches, oh God. Oh God, that we would take care of our bodies, oh God. We wouldn't be in another season dressing for another season, but we would dress according to the season so that our bodies can stay healthy and well. In the name of Jesus, we will be mindful, oh God, that your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. So, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for Miss Ludell's son being healthy, oh God. I thank you for healthy food and healthy thoughts and healthy bodies, oh God, in the name of Jesus, because you already sent the word and you healed us long time ago. And I thank you for Karen's cold being gone. I thank you for touching her from the top of her head to the soles of her feet and purging her and cleansing her, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, for Miss Ludell's son, oh God, in the name of Jesus, keeping every limb on his body. I thank you that no knife shall come upon him. He will not lose part of his body, but he will stay healthy and well. And Lord, you know the family that she spoke about, oh God, that Father, in the name of Jesus, who lost a loved one. And not only that family, but families all over the world who are grieving. Even the woman I met the other day who lost her mom to cancer, oh God. Oh, Father God, you are calling the righteous in. You're calling your people to come home with you. And, Lord, we can do nothing. Oh, Father God, sometimes the doctors say they can't do nothing else. You are Dr. Jesus. So, Father, I thank you today for everything that you're doing on our behalf. I thank you for our sons and our daughters and our children and our grands and great-grands and great-great-grands and even those to be born. being healthy and well, and we claim them all for your kingdom, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for a cracked hip being healed. I thank you for him staying off of that hip and relaxing and letting go and letting you, oh God. I thank you for him following the doctor's instructions, oh God, that he would not put pressure on the hip. And, Lord, I thank you that he will eat the foods that are healing to his body in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for Minister Stacy's son. You know, sometimes when our children get 18, we've told them that they're grown, but they have no wisdom. They don't have enough knowledge to be grown yet, oh God. But, Lord, I thank you for wisdom. I thank you for direction. I thank you even for a job, for a husband, oh God. I thank you that he will beat the pavement down, going everywhere, oh God. In the name of Jesus, if he has to pull weeds or pump gas or whatever he has to do to feed his family, that he would go forth, oh God, and that job would come. Not necessarily the job that he wants, but the job that you give him, oh God. And Father, you know trials come to make us stronger. So I thank you that this family is being strengthened and all our families are being strengthened, oh God, through every trial we're going through. And Lord, I just thank you that you hear every prayer request you answer according to your will and your plan. What an awesome king you are. What a mighty God you are. And Lord, I thank you for everyone who's on Bible Storyland this morning. Bless each and every person. Bless their families. Provide like never before. Draw us all closer to you. Teach us how to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. Teach us how to love each other, oh God. Let us not be liars and say that we love you and don't love each other, oh God. Help us to learn to forgive, forget, and let go and move on, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, forgive us when we don't follow your will, when we hear your voice and we ignore you like we haven't heard you, oh God. But Father, we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for loading us up with benefits every day. What a mighty God you are. What a great God you are. You are loving. You are kind. Oh, you give us favor, favor after favor after favor after favor. And Lord, I thank you, oh God, for uplifting our spirits. Your word says, why are you cast down, oh my soul? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him, who's the health of my countenance and my God. What a loving God you are, that you would give Jesus, your only son, to die for us, that we might have abundant life, that we might live with you eternally. I thank you that you have a plan for each one of our lives, and we shall live out all of our days in, according to your will and your plan. I bind the hand of the enemy that would try to take our lives before time. In the name of Jesus, I say that we will all live according to your plan, and we will leave this earth according to your plan, oh God. So, Father, keep us protected. Keep us safe and under the shadow of your almighty wings. We bless and honor you. We adore you, and we love you, oh Lord, our strength, in Jesus' name. Well, it is closing time. Anybody got a quick testimony, something they want to share? And, Lord, I forgot one thing. And, Lord, I lift up my sister Sandra's request. She asked that Bible Storyland be broadcast worldwide. So, Father, we pray for people all over in all the seven continents to hear on Bible Storyland on Saturday mornings. Or, oh, God, I pray that they would hear your word and that it would reach them, oh, God, and do a mighty work in them. I thank you for your love being broadcast every time we come on, that you will reach other nations, other people, and they would hear in their own language, oh God, and understand in the name of Jesus. So, Father, you're an awesome God. Nothing's too hard for you. So we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. Press 1, you want to share something real quick? We've got another few minutes.
Great. I have a challenge.
Okay.
The challenge is each one of us, if we know somebody outside this country, to touch base with them and let them know the blog talk address that, for here, and let them go listen to it on the internet.
All right, thank you. And guess what? It does go abroad. It is a worldwide station. So it does go abroad, but in case anybody know anybody.
Oh. Praise God.
It does go abroad. I'm sorry.
Praise God.
Man. All right. I love each of you. You know, of course, the Lord loves you even more. My human love is limited, but God is an unlimited God. He loves us unconditionally, and his love is everlasting. I tell you what, my friend Brenda's kind of quiet this morning. You got anything you want to share, Sister Brenda, Minister Brenda Lombard? All right, she's not sharing today. Well, I want you to know that the Lord loves you with all of his heart, soul, and strength, and he has commanded us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. It's going to be Family Day, Family Day. We got a great speaker coming on next week, so come on, hear the word of the Lord from our speaker from the show on next Saturday, 1-619-789-4313. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Remember, praise the Lord daily. Mm-hmm.